So years went on, I forgot about it. I didn't forget about it, just wasn't, you know. I was worried about DJing, working, girls, partying, and all that. So an event that used to go on in Windsor, the Emancipation Celebration, the guy who ran it, I asked him, like, so you're a Mason? I want to be a Mason. So I actually was going to put a petition in to be Prince Hall in Windsor. So I'm not sure what happened with Windsor. I guess the building, something happened to the building. They moved out in Harrow and everything. So that didn't go through. So he told me to talk to my cousin, who was Prince Hall. I think Lodge, Tyree 33 or 32. I don't want to mess up their lodge, but in Prince Hall. So my best friend, Tyrone, that I went to high school, I mean, junior high school, you met him. He was like, hey, man, listen, why don't you come over to meet us at Livonia? But at the time, before it was Livonia United 152, we were actually Thomas S. Hughes 574, because we consolidated twice. So he was like, yo, come meet with us. I'm like, I met with him. And I was like, you know, these guys are kind of cool. Okay. So I was like, yeah, let me get a petition. So I put my petition in, they voted, I joined Livonia. It was Thomas S. Hughes. And then we consolidated to Livonia 586. And then we consolidated with Refford and became Livonia United 152. But pretty much that's my story of masonry, how I got in.